So what's going on, boys? How's it going?
Not much, buddy. Feel all like right. Hadn't seen you in a while.
I know. So you guys have played a couple shows. Tell me about Whitlow's at the Wharf. What's that like? I've never been there.
It's pretty cool. So each time that we've been there and then I've been there solo, it's packed. Yeah. It starts packed.
Yeah.
And then depending on, you know, I guess the music you play, people stick around. But the other thing too is that people just, I feel like waves of people just come at random times.
So they give you any band parking where you don't have to pay 50 bucks? Or you got to pay 50 bucks?
Yeah, everything's out of pocket.
Yeah. Is it outside, inside?
It is inside. And they had the big garage doors, you know, the glass window garage doors that they open up. It is a cool spot. It's a pretty sweet gig. And we're there at least half a dozen or more times between now and the end of the year.
Yeah, because you guys have more gigs coming up there.
Yeah.
This is Podcast Envy.
Well, we're getting into summertime, and we've got the band's actually got a couple of gigs coming up. I know we're back at Dewey at the Rusty Rudder for a couple shows this summer.
Yeah. Yep.
And funny enough, I ran into J-Mo over the weekend at Walmart. And yeah,
that sounds like when we bumped into each other.
Pretty much.
At Target.
Pretty much. And he asked about, hey, you know, when's the band going to play again? I said, oh, I might have to kidnap you. We're going back to the Rusty Rudder.
Yeah.
And he was like, when?
Yeah.
And so I told him the dates. He was like, yeah, you're going to have to come kidnap me.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Dude, I'll throw him in the car. Yeah. I'll even stage the whole thing, come out with the ski mask and toss him in the back.
Exactly.
But we're also back at Jimmy's in July.
We are.
Which is kind of odd for us because usually it's either St. Patrick's Day and then sometimes, I think last year we played a January show there or something.
We did.
So it's always random.
And it was inside. Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that he's got his rotation of, you know, full bands and other artists that he goes through. But he always just, it's St. Patrick's Day for us every year. Mm-hmm. And it's just some, you know, spin the wheel. I don't know. Why do you pick these dates for us? It doesn't make sense to me.
And I think it's a Sunday afternoon. So anybody and everybody come
even
out.
More, yeah.
Yeah, come out and see us.
Yeah. You know, I think we played there last summer on a Sunday as well.
Didn't we?
I think so. Because I remember it being god awfully hot. And that's why we played inside.
We are playing in the middle of July again this year. Yeah. So.
But that was during like a specifically hot point of last year.
Yeah.
Heat wave or whatever they call those things.
Well, what else is new, boys? What else is going on?
What, in case you missed it, is that what we're doing?
Pew, pew, pew.
In case you missed it, did you know that today, May 12th, is Homer Simpson's birthday?
I saw that. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
How old is he?
He was born in 1956, so.
That's carry the one.
So he's 71. Yeah. 55. Or he's 69.
He's
69. I put the one on the wrong side.
I was waiting.
Damn it.
Come on. Oh, God.
Well, that's so stupid. I should have pulled that.
Yeah, it's all good.
So when I on the set list now, especially when I do solo shows, I tell people I have 69 songs to choose from.
There you go.
Nice. I really don't, but I make it up. But there's always one person that asks for song 69, and it's Hulu and Do You.
Right?
Yeah. There has to be.
It's the perfect one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love that.
A mom sitting with her son and her husband. She asked for song 69. I was like, well, you asked for it. So you knew what you were getting yourself into.
Exactly. Yeah. It was either that or S&M.
And then Candy and Roger and Chris left after the song.
Okay. Moving on. What else are we talking about? What else is new, Bacon?
Well, did you know we have a new Pope?
Yeah, he's an American Pope from Chicago.
He's from Chicago.
That's what they say.
Yep.
Dub Bears.
The first American Pope.
Yeah. I wasn't even considered.
Oh.
Can't believe it.
Unbelievable.
How many times do you have to put your name in that hat?
You know, did you actually hear about the Cardinal? That tried to rig the conclave and the mobster.
Walk into a bar.
One was looking for the papacy, and the other one was looking for a papacy.
Yeah.
Hey. But, you know, one thing that I don't, I don't know. I don't want to use the word struggle with, but something that I think about is like when I was little, my dad made me play Little League baseball. Like I don't remember having a choice.
Okay.
And but like it's what my older brother did. So maybe I just did it because he did it too. Like, I don't really remember how that whole thing came about.
What didn't you like about playing? Was it just not quick enough for you?
No, back in that time, I was very sheltered, very sheltered, like homeschool sheltered.
Okay.
I don't know. We weren't able to go to practices because on Sundays they had practice on Sundays, and
that's the Lord's day.
Lord's day. So
sorry,
I wasn't allowed to go. So I never really got any practice in. Never really got any batting practice in. You know, my dad and I would have a catch every once in a while, I guess.
Now I just imagine you walking up to the plate holding the bat on the wrong end.
Yeah,
like, oh, poor child.
My batting average was 77.
Is that good?
No.
Oh. Is 69 better?
Pros are usually playing at like 250, 270.
Well, what does that mean?
How many times you get a hit per at bat?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you take your number of hits divided by your number of at bats, and that's how you get your batting average.
Got it.
Yeah. It'll never be one. It'll always be point something. But yeah, so I suffered. So like now that Brody's of age, well, he was of age a couple years ago now, but age where he could play baseball or something, some kind of intramural or little league or something. And I'm like, hey, man, you want to do this? You want to do what? You want to do swimming? Like, please don't say swimming. But yeah, do you want to do swimming? Yeah. Like, what do you want to do? And he's like, nothing. And I'm like, okay.
Well, soccer's always an easy one to kind of get into for sports. He's not into that.
We did that for a summer camp one year, and it was not a good time.
Oh, okay.
Anytime the ball came near him or touched him in a way that he did not consent to.
Interesting.
Emergency. I guess I'm just saying that, like, my parents made me. Should I be making Brody, you know?
It's a tough question to answer, right?
Right.
Because who knows why they chose baseball for you? And if you don't know, then you know, maybe they did just kind of force it on you.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been like that was just what kids did in my neighbor, in my area at the time. Like, you know, everybody did it.
Yeah. But, you know, maybe it'd be worth taking him to one of Nathaniel's games or, you know, to one of the other kids, see what they're into and just say, you know, this is... Does this look like fun to you? Yeah.
See if it sparks any interest.
Yeah. Good idea. We'll see.
I'll tell you what, man. I think I might have mentioned it on one of our previous podcasts, but when I was around that age playing baseball, and I remember I was up at bat and I got hit with a fast pitch, and it was that point forward. It ruined it for me. I was like, I was too scared to go up to bat. I'd catch and throw like a mother. I could throw from outfield to home plate. Mm-hmm. I was great at that. But when it was my turn to hit, and that's your time to shine.
Did you keep that clip?
I did. That's good. The only reason I ever got a hit when I was in Little League was because the kid that was pitching was the best pitcher I'd ever seen. Again, you know,
we'll call him Randy Johnson.
Yeah. And he was just throwing strikes. Like he was
exploding birds.
Yeah, like there you go.
Yeah.
He was like big kid caliber. Mm-hmm. And we were still in farm league. And I just stuck the bat out and I hit a double.
Nice.
And that was the only hit I ever got. That's why my average is 77. Otherwise, it would have been zero. Because every time I got off the bat, I either got hit by the pitch, I got walked, or I struck out.
It's like bacon at the bat.
Bacon at the bat.
Yeah. There's a whole different kind of poem about bacon.
Yes.
I mean, that's Brody. He's bacon at the bat.
Yeah, he is.
It could be.
Yeah, it could be.
Anyway.
So speaking of baseball, I know we talked about this the last, I think it was Shelley's interview about walk-up songs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Jameson's team is, and so far they're the only team in their league
that's
doing a walk-up.
It's a great idea.
And they've got like now a... it's like a recording of like now batting number four, Jameson. It's like turned out for what?
Now is it AI or is it a human
AI.
Person?
It's not a real person. Yeah.
Huh. That's so cool. So who's kind of running that though?
One of the parents.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool. But so it got me thinking, you know, Major League Baseball players, they have their own walk-up songs. And I saw recently a list of the most popular ones. And it kind of surprised me because I don't know a lot of these.
Okay.
I was expecting it to be like what you were giving me an earworm with earlier today.
Yeah.
That's so true. I'll run through a couple of these. So let's see, a lot of country songs too.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Like pop country?
Yeah, well,
old school country.
Yeah, no, more of like the pop country. Like, yeah. So we've got Ted Nugent, Stranglehold.
That's, really?
Yeah, there's four players that with that.
That's not pop country.
Okay.
I got to hear this. Because I want to visualize, like I want to picture this kid, whoever he is, coming out.
Well, these are all Major League Baseball players.
Oh, I thought these were kids from the team.
No, the kids from the team, they've got some cool songs.
Oh, man. Okay.
It's like TNT.
Yeah.
Dynamite. One of the kids has that. And I think one of the kids has Jump Around. Another one has, they've got like there's like a whole list of like.
That's awesome.
I'm like, all right. Yeah. All right. Your mom probably, and dad helped
say,
you with these.
Obviously, yeah, they're like chipping
these
in.
These are cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So Cowgirls by Morgan Wallen.
You got that one?
That's more like a bro country type song. I've heard the song before. It's pretty cool.
This is pretty mellow for a walk-up song.
Right.
I think it's right when you on the hook.
It's when they strike out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard this one.
Yeah. We've got Alive, Kid Cudi.
Alive by who?
Kid Cudi. I know.
Sade.
Yep. Shade.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Did you really say Shade?
Shade 45.
Kid Cudi.
Yeah, super.
Yeah, so cutie.
Because cutesies.
I think
we've got Work by Gangstar. Did I say that one right, Brian?
Yeah. That's pretty straightforward.
Loud and Heavy by Cody Jinx. I think that's another country song.
Is it Jinx with an X?
No, it's J-I-N-K.
Oh. Lightning strike is sometimes the only light when the moon is tucked away. I don't think I've heard this one.
Me neither.
So quick tangent question for you, Bacon.
Sure.
Is there a certain amount of other people's music of, you know, like radio music that you can play that we can air that you won't get? Like, do you have to manage how much of it of a song that you play? Is it like 10 seconds and then you won't get flagged?
Yeah, I try to keep it to a minimum. There's no like real hard, it's not a real hard and fast rule, but the what happens is YouTube, they'll flag it and say you can't monetize this if you ever reach the monetization phase, which is
they tried to do that with our original music.
Remember? Oh, dude, I had to watch it like a hawk. I'm like, when we would post our music videos, and they'd be like, yeah, this is cut. And I'm like, yes, it's because it's mine. And I put it up there.
Yeah.
And they would fire back. And I'd be like, I have the copyright number from the office. I will text it to you. And then they're like, oh, yeah, it's yours. Fuck you. You suck.
It's very not creator friendly. Like if somebody marks you for trademark or copyright, then you're marked and you can appeal it, but they can just like, no, fuck him.
Yeah.
And
that's the other thing too, you got to think like it's an open platform. Like you can literally post anything you want. Yeah.
True.
So, and, you know, they got to keep people honest, I guess.
I mean, most of the time YouTube is like, just, you know, it's fine. Just don't make money off it. But other times they're like, no, you need to remove it. It's stupid. And they're just remove it. And it's like, yeah, there's a whole like 15 seconds of the podcast where we're talking over the music that just disappears. I don't fucking think so.
Yeah.
You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Monaco by Bad Bunny.
I've heard that song. Mm-hmm. I know who this Bad Bunny is.
Did you see that Bad Bunny? I saw a headline. I didn't even look into it. But Bad Bunny apparently is skipping the U.S. on his next tour.
Why?
Really?
Because.
Oh.
Why?
Oh, got it. Sorry.
Oh, it's a good question, but it's like, yeah.
Coming into this country lately is not. Yeah, I always hear this noise on the reels.
Yeah. Somebody made fun and they were like Bad Bunny in the studio doing that part where he's like.
It's a good thing we've got video.
Sure is.
You need it.
How about Rooster by Alice in Chains?
Yeah. Oh, that's classic. That's fantastic.
Up here.
Come on, sing it in the mic.
Nah, man.
You do sure. When we play live.
I wasn't sure if I was on pit on key or not. If I was like,
Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks.
Really? As a walk-up song?
Yep. Yeah.
And who is this?
Stevie Nicks.
No, I know, but who's the person that uses this song?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 baseball players.
Really?
What?
Yep. We have Fiend by Travis Scott.
He's like, is he a mumble rap guy?
Yeah.
We've got Ain't No Love.
That's a no. I asked, is he a mumble rapper? Do you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right?
Auto tune the whole bit, yeah, probably.
We've got
these days.
Ain't No Love in Oklahoma by Luke Combs. That's another bro country song.
Oh, that was on the Twister soundtrack.
It was.
Still haven't seen that movie.
It's okay. The first one was better.
Rolled his eyes. Now, why this one? Okay. He's got some pipes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is a good walk-up song. I like this one.
Yeah, I could see that. I was just thinking, why that versus Long Neck?
Beers. Yep, that's a good one.
Anyway.
All right, let's get to the top two. How about God's Gonna Cut You Down by Johnny Cash?
Oh, yeah. Classic. Sooner or later's gonna cut you down.
Talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet. I thought I heard the
That's an easy one to kind of clap along to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this, it's like there's a reckoning about to happen.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. And the top song, according to this website that I found, is White Horse by Chris Stapleton.
Oh, isn't that a new one for him?
Kind of. It's a great
couple
song,
years,
though.
Maybe 2 years.
It's a great song.
Wow. There's a lot of songs named White Horse.
These songs make you feel a certain way when we're just literally walking up to hit a ball.
Yeah.
God. Can you imagine having like two tall boys? You know, you just spent $75 on beer.
Yeah.
Somebody plays White Horse. You're like,
I feel you, man.
Butt scratches. All right. Well, that was the baseball walk-up song segment brought to you by Timmy's Timberines.
Appreciate you putting that
Thank
together.
Thank you all for joining in on that.
Do me a favor, and next time we get together for this, just make a list of the songs when you hear everybody out for Jameson's team. I'd be curious to compare.
I'll definitely do that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Hell yeah.
So I want to also kind of touch on, let's get into a little bit of local news. I know we've been kind of sitting on this one. But we've had some breweries, local breweries close down.
Yes. There's a change in the winds.
Yes. So Old Ox Brewery, closed down, and Tin Cannon.
Yep.
And Tin Cannon was, we played there a lot.
Yeah.
Both as you and me, and then as a band of three. Mm-hmm. You like that?
That's nice.
But really, Tin Cannon was, again, one of the first places that gave us a chance, Brian, if you remember. And I'm pretty sure that's how we got into Manassas.
Yeah. When that came about, I remember thinking similarly.
Yeah.
And we met a lot of phenomenal people early on that, you know, you just network and I think the more important thing than the networking is we've maintained those relationships, you know?
Yeah.
Just checking in with people or, you know, popping in to say hi or, you know, I don't know. Yeah. It's sad times, man. They had a great spot.
Do you remember that one time? I don't know if like we had just got done with a gig and we were nearby, but we jumped over there because we knew somebody was playing there or somebody was filling in there. And so we just jumped in to see them and they were like, oh, you guys are here. Do you want to come up and play a song? And we ended up playing Backstreet Boys, and that's where one of our pictures.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Remember, you were wearing like a turtleneck or something?
Yep, yep.
But that's where one of
the logo in the background. Yeah,
that was one of our.
Oh, you know who it was?
Who was it? I was trying to remember.
He moved to Chicago. It was the guy. So he started Major Gig. I can remember his face. I can't think of his name off the top of my head because he moved away and we just haven't been in touch. But yeah, he was playing and we popped up there.
Yeah. And not wanting to play. We just popped in for a beer.
Where the hell? Yeah. I was like, where were we coming from? We were dressed up.
We were. And so we go in there and he's like, oh, you guys are here. Hey, why don't you come up and play? And we're like, no, we shouldn't. He was like, come on. I said, okay, fine. We'll go up there. One song and we played Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, I went that way.
And the place loved it. And somebody had taken our picture and that was kind of our flyer for the next handful of shows.
It took me a second because they've rotated music like where the artist sets up multi. So when we first started playing there, when Becca and Kat used to come out, like those old days.
Yeah,
we were right in front of the glass pane window,
mm-hmm.
and then they moved us over to the side where the Tin Cannon palette, logo was. And then they started putting music in the back where they brew the beer.
Always had good beer. Was always nice to us.
Yep.
And like I said, they were a great kind of jump off point for us. I mean, without them, I mean, we would have maybe eventually got into Manassas, but we kind of, right place at the right time for sure. It's just sad. It's just like these are, for us kind of iconic on our musical journey together. Mm-hmm. And
It's tough. It's tough to keep up because you always have to reinvent yourself. You always have to figure out new ways to attract new customers to, make it fun for those that want to, how do you kind of generate that attraction? It's very difficult.
It's like the balancing act of keeping your regulars while also figuring out ways to get new customers in.
Yep.
And, it's a brewery that's tough because your regular is like your regular lineup of whether it's music and beer or whatever.
Yep.
But, get new people, you got to change that up a little bit. I think the hard thing is that, and sometimes, I guess Sinistral kind of runs into this. Like, it seems like the places that are successful are the ones that have more area, but still there's nothing that beats First Friday at Sinistral.
Vanish is another one that just popped in my
head. That's right. I remember that.
Yep. And it's huge.
But it's in the middle of nowhere.
It is in the middle of nowhere.
It's off of 15, right?
Way but up still towards
way Island.
Yeah.
Just before you get to Point of Rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe that's kind of something we dissect a little bit more later. But I think that's kind of what it takes. So to get into being at Honor. So Honor started as a very small Tin Cannon kind of thing in Chantilly. I think their plan was always to do something bigger than that.
Yeah, Lindsay and I have been over there at Honor at the new campus. That's so nice.
It's fantastic. Really nice. Yeah. So they food's finished good the too. Stage yep. out there. Oh, they've got a huge smoker. Yeah. Every time I go there, it's the only thing I get are smoked wings. So I had a solo gig there on Saturday. That sounds right. And I got there and it was already, there were like 300 or some odd people there. But they have this nice big stage out back that they set you up on. I could talk to them and see if we can get in there as a band now that they've got that set up. Because before they didn't have it. They only did like solo acoustic stuff, either set up in a random location outside. They just pop a tent above you. But they have kind of the thing that Jimmy's is doing where they have the, the columns and then the slanted roof,
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a proper stage. It's pretty badass.
Nice. Sweet. So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Speaking of having a proper stage and playing concerts, I was thinking the other day that, I don't often go to concerts, but, you see live concerts and you're like, oh, that'd be cool to visit. But then you think, when's the last time I went to a concert and why did I, like it? Because I've been to some concerts that are just a pain. You're just like, all right, I'm ready to leave early so I don't get stuck in all this traffic kind of thing, But I've been to a few concerts that were pretty fantastic. So I was curious, have you guys been to concerts that, throughout the years that you're like, man, I wish I could relive that for the first time?
I think my first concert I would love to relive again. That was Foo Fighters and Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing.
I would love to revisit that one again.
Yeah.
Not that I didn't appreciate it at the time, but even now, like, I'd be like, I'd be excited about going.
Yeah. Where was it? Do you remember?
At the Nissan Pavilion.
Ah, there we go.
And I had lawn seats and it was magical. Super awesome.
Yeah.
It was very cool. Another one I wish I could relive was we saw Dave Matthews Band right before Leroy died.
Oh yeah.
And that was like, it was great, but now I have, you know, you go and see him now and it's, you know, it's still a great performance, but you kind of miss that piece. I forget. We interviewed somebody who said something very similar. But that was a great show to kind of revisit again. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
Oh man. I went to see Roger Waters. That was a great show. So he did like the whole Dark Side of the Moon album.
Oh, cool.
And I think that was the tour he was doing. It's like basically doing that. That was really cool. That was a lot.
Did they have like a lot of special effects?
Oh yeah, lasers and all that type of stuff. It was just
freaking lasers, man.
It was amazing. And the band was just amazing too. It was just like listening to the album with like several thousand people. It was really cool.
Wow. Can I ask a personal question?
Sure.
Were you high?
not until I got there.
It kicked in right at the right time.
Yeah, it was great. My row was passing
radio edit
the whole show, so it was cool.
Those things.
Yeah. But also a one of my first Dave Matthews show.
Yeah.
That was one of the fun shows. When I was in my early 20s, my guys that I hung out with were super into hardcore, like really heavy metal and shit. Even local stuff, which is like
Blunger.
But we went to so many hardcore shows, man. In the beating, like Ozzfest, like all the side stages for Ozzfest were freaking nuts.
Have you seen, did you see him live?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I saw him when he was with Black Sabbath. I saw him when he was by himself. I saw Slipknot for the first time before their album dropped. And I was like, my boys and I all went out and bought the album. It was so good.
Wow.
But yeah, it was so many concerts during that time. Atreyu, Power Man 5000.
Mm-hmm. My brother actually got me into both of those.
Deftones. Who else? Did I say Machine Head?
No.
Machine Head.
So you saw all these, or this was part of Ozzfest?
No, this is all bands I've seen
at
different places, like in Philly. Damn. And yeah, like
okay.
Five Finger Death Punch, like
yeah.
Yeah. We used to do it a lot. It was every Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's what we did.
It's like the playlist for Lithium.
Yeah, right.
Because back then, I mean, the shows were like $20 to get in, maybe $30 to get in, and you know,
is this in Philly?
Yeah, okay. It was the TLA. We were talking about Lee Allen, with Lee Allen last week, but yeah, and also other places like the Electric Factory, which is another great place in Philly.
Damn.
What about you, B-Rye?
Well, I have not been to that many concerts. the first concert I went to, not that this is an answer to the original question, but, topic, was a John Mayer concert actually when I was 16, saw John Mayer. I don't even remember where I was, but I was pretty close and I was like, who is this guy? I was like, he's pretty good. but one of my favorites, I got to go back at when they used to do HF Festival. I went, I think it was RFK Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I went and saw Linkin Park when they were doing that collab with Jay-Z.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And we went and sat in the 420 section and overlooked just mosh pits of people just like swirling out of control. It was wild. There was the buzz tent.
Yeah.
And all kinds of, I don't know, cool stuff going on. You just kind of, you float. Mm-hmm. You're just like, oh my God, I know that person. Or, you know, like, oh, hey. And then you just catch the next artist. I just remember that, you know, that time in my life was a lot of fun.
Do you ever go into a mosh pit before?
Full disclosure.
Story time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. At that concert, I tried to get close to the mosh pit.
Mm-hmm.
I was not of sound mind.
Of course not.
And I realized what was going on as I got close to it. And then I just basically stood in the back kind of like this. Just like hoping nothing would happen.
Yeah.
But I was like enamored with people just literally punching and kicking the shit out of each other. I'm like, you know, it's like watching a, you know, passing a car wreck.
It's like, fucking nutty. Like, I don't understand. Yeah. Like, cool, people release their energy, whatever. But like, what the?
Yeah. I thought it'd be kind of fun because everybody was doing it. Dude, it was crazy. Anyway.
I mean,
I can't feel my arms.
I like my teeth right where they are.
Yeah. And that's like, I never went to a mosh pit for that reason because of that. People just like flinging their arms around.
Oh, yeah.
And like the closest I ever got, I guess, was like two people deep. So like when people get thrown in, you kind of like basket them and throw them back, you know, into the pit and stuff. And one time, the group I was with, we were like on the edge of the pit, maybe a few people away from it. And some guy came in and we all bounced him back. And then the guy got really pissed at us for bouncing him back. So he came over trying to fight us and stuff. Like,
yep.
What were we supposed to do, man? You came flailing about. You weren't in control of which direction you were going. We were helping you out, man.
Yep.
We kept you on your feet, you dick.
He didn't ask
for it. Oh, his name was Richard?
Yeah.
Nice.
Did you ask for his consent to help him?
We didn't actually.
Yeah.
So we are at fault, I suppose.
Unbelievable.
But Tim, you and I went to a few concerts together over the years.
We did. We went to Imagine Dragons.
Mm-hmm. Which I still think that's probably one of my favorite. I love Merriweather Post Pavilion. Every time I go there, you know, you have a couple drinks and I don't know, for whatever reason, like the paths between the bars and where you get the food and the treats and whatever. It's like you're just kind of walking around a carnival, you know, a lot of good people watching. You can still hear the music wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
We had seats at that show.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And the neighborhood was there.
Mm-hmm. They opened.
Their entire neighborhood was there?
Yep. The entire neighborhood. Yep.
And then we went to see Bad Sons.
Mm-hmm.
And they were opening for...
For the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It was around, you know, sweater weather.
Yeah.
Sweater weather.
Okay.
When that song was really hot.
But we were really into the Bad Sons, so we were like, yeah, let's go see them. And then it was like, oh, hey, the neighborhood's here. We've heard them before.
I posted a video of from that night, and the lead singer's mom started following me on Instagram.
Oh, look at that.
She's like a big, you know, advocate, obviously, of his music and what he does. And I think just because I posted it, she was like, oh, that's so sweet. You know.
Speaking of concerts, I got hosed by a news article this week. I'll be honest. I thought it was a legit news article, but it was actually satirical.
Oh, so it was like the Onion.
Was it the Shallot?
It was.
You're like, oh, this sounds legit.
Yeah.
Great headline.
But the headline was Gin Blossoms play a whole set of Goo Goo Doll songs and the crowd didn't even notice or care.
Yeah. I saw that too.
And I thought that was legit and I just didn't like I was like in the middle of
doing that. Because
That would be hilarious. That sounds like something that's totally possible, probable in this day and age.
Sure.
Everything's fucking nuts. I just thought it was really funny. But the Goo Goo Dolls are playing at Wolf Trap. Have you ever been to the Wolf Trap?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there a bunch of times, actually.
I've never been.
I don't think I've ever been. I know my parents and my brother have gone. I've never been.
I saw Ziggy Marley there. I think I saw 311 there.
Yeah.
The Roots opened for 311 on that show. That was pretty awesome. That was a good concert. Yeah, Wolf Trap's great, man. It's, you know, you can bring your own cooler. I saw the Beach Boys last year.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. That was awesome. John Stamos. Freaking
there you go.
Drumming.
Yeah.
Oh, yacked out of his mind.
Every word I said could make you laugh. I talk forever.
Is that one of their songs?
That's one of John Stamos' songs. Did he ever sing that or
no?
No. Oh, okay.
No.
I didn't know he had his own songs.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And you know the lyrics to them, too? Jesus Christ.
You never watched Full House?
I mean, not that closely.
Okay. Well, then fine. Screw you guys.
Have mercy.
There you go. Uh-huh.
They did a whole...
Cut it out.
Okay? They did a whole Drumeo thing about him because he said he wanted to change his song. And there's like a bunch of, like a couple of videos of him learning how to do a new fill for the
Beach
Boys.
He's good. He did a good job. He kept up. I mean, that's a tough spot to be in. To be the drummer for the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in, you know, granted,
everything's in 4/4, so it's fine.
Yeah, granted, yeah. It's not, you know, it's not all of them.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's still a big deal. And it was a fun show. They did a great job. And it was, we, when the show was over, it was still daytime.
Oh, man.
So everybody got home safely.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah. I've wanted to go see something at the Wolf Trap for a long time. Like, wait, don't tell me. The NPR News Quiz.
Oh yeah,
films there
we listen
every
to
summer.
That in the car.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I'd like to go to one of those one time. I feel they usually show up in August, so I might just do that this year. But yeah, Goo Goo Dolls are going to be at Wolf Trap on the 27th of June with Dashboard Confessional.
Ooh,
I must confess, I would never go see them.
Oh, you would. You'd no. Scream your infidelities.
You know what it is? None. Zip. Zero.
Your hair
zilch
everywhere.
Baby Billy. I would never go to a Dashboard show.
Really?
You know what it is?
Would you
is
feel vindicated if you did?
They, oh, shut
his name
the
is Jesus.
Door. When they were big is...
Were they ever big, though?
When I was in high school.
Oh, well, yeah. I guess you know, that was... Okay. That's,
oh, when you were in high school, what were we doing?
To do all
screaming
these...
Screaming infidelities.
Apparently.
Oh, shut up. They used to do all these like little intimate concert things and they would uh-huh. film them and the girls are like screaming and crying and they're like arms reach from this dude. And I'm like, what the hell am I looking at? What am I listening to? It's like a long run on sentence that just won't end.
Oh. I think somebody stole his heart.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Are you still doing this?
I am.
All right, so...
So why... You got to tell us, why are you so against Dashboard Confessional?
I think it was just...
Tell us the real reason. Like, were you, like, into them and a girl
no,
you liked
just,
wasn't, and then you were like, I have to hate them?
I think it's...
It and then she ended up breaking your heart anyway, and then you were like, screw this, I hate you and the band.
Have you read my diary?
Twice.
Is that what's happening?
Yes. Wow.
You know what I would rather know the answer to?
No,
is,
you stop changing the subject. You have to answer the question. Why do you loathe... Dashboard.
I just don't think that they're good. Uh-huh. And I don't know why they have such a following from one of the closest people to me. Like, why do you love them so much? Is it just because I hate them? Is that why?
I think so.
Wow. Yeah.
God.
Timmy over
the
here
truth comes
petty,
out.
No, petty
you guys never laugh at my jokes. And now hey, this.
I never said anything about liking Dashboard Confessional.
No.
No.
But you're in anyway.
All right.
You're an accomplice.
Yeah, I do admit being an accomplice for sure.
You know, it was during a time that I think there was a lot of confusion. I was dating someone. She wasn't into Dashboard, but there was a lot of Dashboard music being played all the time around people that we would hang out with. And I think there's a slight aversion there.
It was probably on TV a lot too.
MTV. TRL,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so my question to you, Mr. Dashboard Confessional Lover.
Here we go.
Tell me about, didn't he have a band called Twin Peaks or something?
I don't know.
You
know more than I do,
my
apparently.
God. Get out of here.
Accidental right. expert over here.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez.
All right. I'm over it.
All right, cool. So, Brian?
I think it's home.
This podcast was produced and engineered by Michael Bacon from Bacon Wave Productions in cooperation with Revelry Media Productions. Video was provided by Brian Johnson. Please like and subscribe to stay up to date on our latest episodes. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at PodcastRNV and on TikTok at Podcast.NV. Send us your thoughts over email at feedback@PodcastNV.com.
This is Podcast Envy.